Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today I want to talk to you about the power of the SARM S23, also known as Ultrabolic. But before we get into that, just a big thank you to everybody out there that's supporting the channel. If you haven't yet, please interact with the channel. That means like, share, subscribe, comment. Anything you can do to interact with the channel, it's going to feed the algorithm, which is going to pop us into more feeds. It's going to get us more views, and we're going to be able to grow each and every day. And I thank you all for all of the support, and please continue to share and subscribe. Now, I want to talk about the power of the SARM S23. Now, over the past 3-4 years, and I've did a video on this, and it's called RAD-140. The new king of SARMs. RAD-140 test alone has absolutely taken over. It was always GW-501-516 was dominating in terms of the most popular SARM, and it's really not even technically a SARM, but regardless, that was the most popular, most widely used. And, you know, fat loss is always something that people are going to be looking for, and because it offers so many other attributes in terms of performance enhancement, not on the muscle growth side, but the performance enhancement side, then it's going to be drawn to more and more people. But RAD-140 took over by storm. It really has. And I have confirmed that with so many different SARMs companies that I've asked about what their top sellers are. I've confirmed that with people that I interact with online, whether it's comments that are left for me, forum posts. You can see what's talked about the most, what's used the most, and what seems to be liked the most. And it's 100% clear as day, RAD-140. Until recently. And I'm not saying that S23 has overtaken RAD-140 on popularity, but it's starting to really catch on. It's really, really, really starting to catch on. And there's some really good and some really bad about it. MK677 is another one. But S23 being far newer and more people now providing feedback on it over the past few years especially, it has really, really, really started to begin to give RAD-140 a run for its money. So just in short, before I talk about S23, I want to talk to you just about SARMs. So steroids, they bind to all of the androgen receptors in our bodies. And that's clearly going to lead to a ton of muscle. The problem is it's going to lead to a lot of problems, like we see prostate enlargement, hair loss, testicular shrinkage. The list goes on and on and on of problems that we see with steroid use. It can be mild to extremely bad. Now, SARMs like S23 or RAD-140, they only bind to the androgen receptors in skeletal muscle cells, and they just ignore the bad ones in your organs that lead to a ton of these side effects. And that's how they were constructed. So this can allow you to, when different SARMs have different benefits, but in terms of S23, really shed off body fat, build a ton of size, a ton of strength, and the side effects that you're going to endure or encounter are going to be far, far, far less than you are with steroids. So now let's talk about S23, because I've talked about it before, just on my basic rundown video of it. One of the things that I made very, very clear about S23 is that you need to treat it as a steroid, because essentially it really, in my mind, is. And that is based on the strength and the suppression that occurs with it. And that is why I am adamant. And I know this pisses some of the younger guys off. And I trust me, I get no benefit out of telling you to or not to use it. And you're going to do whatever you want anyway. But I would be remiss and have zero credibility if I'm not honest about what goes on with it. And I'm certainly not going to recommend something I know is going to be harmful. And while S23 might be low on side effects in totality, the main side effect and nickname of S23 is male contraceptive. That might be great for you if you're trying to not get a girl pregnant, but it's not going to be so great in terms of suppression and shutdown. The good thing about it is recovery is far easier and quicker than with a steroid, but messing with your hormones and dropping them that drastically at a young age is not smart. even if we know that chances are a lot higher on your recovery, not to mention that something that strong in your body that is not even close to reaching genetic potential or fully, you know, growing out, it's a bad, bad idea. Like I said, ultimately, you're going to do whatever the hell you want, and you're going to one ear and out the other me. But I know that there are people listening here that when they hear this, they're going to understand, okay, maybe down the road, but right now is not the time. So I just want to throw that out there. Now, let's talk about the real reason that I made this particular video, because I've covered the side effects already, and that is the power of S23. You are going to get a ton of muscle mass. You're going to get increased bone mineral density. You're going to actually get rapidly accelerated fat loss. Okay? And that's what makes this something that's so sought after. When you can get the amount of size that you can get with it, which is a lot, I've seen people, you know, in the 15 pounds range quite frequently with it. I'm not saying that's going to be everybody, and there's a lot of genetics, there's a lot of diet, there's a lot of discipline with your training, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. That's not just a given, but my point is it's certainly possible. Not to mention that when something is keeping you that dry and you're getting that big, and the vascularity shows, when you're big and you're lean, that vascularity pops. So I don't want to necessarily say, oh, it just drastically increases your vascularity, but it certainly adds to it. It's certainly great for muscle hardening. And one of the arguments that I have is using something like S23, if you're on a steroid cycle and you want to avoid oral steroids, kickstart, so you don't want to stack too many oils or steroids in general, why would you overlook something like this where you can avoid a ton of those other side effects? You're already running testosterone, so you're being shut down anyway. It would make probably far too much sense for some because it's considered a SARM, and so some meatheads may be turned off by that, but the facts are the facts are the facts, and how strong it is and what it can do cannot be denied. It's been proven over and over and over and over again. I've seen it thousands of times now, thousands. I've actually, in the past 6 months, seen more people use S23 than any other SARM, seriously. And so when you have these kind of benefits with the ability to run it longer term, longer durations, and not have nearly the amount of side effects that you would have with the steroid, it makes it pretty desirable for a lot of people. You need to keep in mind the precaution that I told you about it being a male contraceptive. But there's been studies on rats done too. Now, I'm taking a lot of, I'm not citing studies on all of this. I have. I'm taking real world experience, because a study is a study is a study, and it can show you things, but it can also be skewed. And that depends on who's conducting the study, really what they want the study to turn out with, the control group used. There's a million factors in there. Even the studies, though, do show that everything I'm saying is accurate in terms of the rat studies especially. I'm looking at real-world people. I'm looking at real-world experience. And what I see is some drastic changes, and I'm not seeing nearly the amount of side effects that a lot of people have. Now, recommendation on this, 8 to 12 weeks. 20 milligrams a day is plenty. You can really go at 10 to start with, especially as like a beginner. I don't recommend it really for women. And if you are a woman and you're intent on trying it, which I don't recommend because I've seen some females that have done it that have had some male attributes come in, I would keep the dose extremely low, but I would be very, very, very cautious. And my advice, if you were a client of mine, would be 1,000,000%, don't go near it. But once again, to each their own. Just a few things on the side effects that you could experience. There's a possibility you could see a little bit of spike in your LDL. I've seen a few people that have reported that. It shouldn't be terrible, but be aware. There could be some hair loss, and that's potential with something this strong, but chances of that happening, I would say, unless you're like overly extremely prone to male pattern baldness, slim to none on that one. You could see some elevated blood pressure and some increased aggression. These are possibilities that I have encountered. Now, I don't know everything about the person's lifestyles, if they actually have real S23, something spiked, if they got something else going on. I can't say that with certainty. I'm going off what I've seen and what I've encountered with people and some of the things that I've run into. But in general, most people tolerate it extremely well and have little to no side effects whatsoever. In general, just remember everything is subjective to the individual. And regardless of what myself or anybody else gets up and tell you, there are exceptions to every rule. And so I want to make sure that we are all aware of that. And we don't just say, oh, well, Jamelli said, well, Jamelli also said that there are exceptions to the rules. So just so we understand that when I give facts, it's for the majority. But I also bring up the minority so that they're aware that there's possibilities. And you don't know if you're in the minority until you do some trial and error. So just cover your bases, cover your grounds. S23 is a beast. It is a downright absolute beast. Just be aware that it is not for everybody, just like everything else. The results don't lie. The popularity does not lie. And so, as usual, you need to be careful and pick and choose what works best for you and understand the compounds inside and out. So there you have it, power of S23. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.